Dublin really began as a Viking trading post for Dublin, which soon amalgamated with a Celtic settlement called Balliol Clia, still the Gaelic name for the city. Because most of the early city was built of wood, only the two cathedrals, part of the castle, and several churches have survived from before the 17th century. The fabric of the city dates essentially from the Georgian period, when the Anglo-Irish gentry began to invest their income in new townhouses. After the Act of Union, Dublin entered a long economic decline, but it was the focus of much of the agitation that eventually led to independence. In 1829, Daniel O'Connell secured a limited role for Catholics in the administration of the city, and Dublin was later the birthplace of the Gaelic League, which encouraged the formation of an Irish national consciousness by nurturing the native language and culture.